This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado air regulators have approved new environmental justice rules, but environmental justice groups aren't celebrating. CPR Sam Brash.
The new rules define disproportionately impacted communities. Those are lower-income neighborhoods, often with mostly black and brown residents, located near major pollution sources. Examples include North Denver, Commerce City, and Pueblo. Polluters in those areas will face tighter restrictions, and they'll pay fees for more extensive air quality monitoring. But environmental justice groups say the rules have way too many loopholes, and they're now considering a lawsuit to force the state back to the drawing board. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools' former director of emergency management says the district isn't holding students accountable for abusive and disruptive behavior. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Melissa Craven spoke at the Parents Safety Advocacy Group's regular Monday press conference. The group is pressing officials for enhanced safety measures district-wide.
The circumstances that led to the shooting at East on March 22nd were not a failure of the Department of Safety, but that of DPS policy that has become offender-centric rather than student safety-centric.
She says experts need to examine DPS's threat assessment process, student safety plans, and the complex system that determines consequences for student behavior. She also wants case managers for students who need more support. The district will release the next version of its safety plan Friday. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Energy giant Chevron is buying Denver-based PDC Energy in a $7.6 billion deal. Chevron will pick up 275,000 acres next to its existing operations.